Can you describe a specific memory from your childhood that had a lasting impact on who you are today? What made that moment so significant?
I remember going to the beach and jumping off a wall onto a barrel, and the water was about waist deep. I could see the bottom of the to where the sand was, and so I thought I'd jump off the barrel and go, but I didn't know how to swim, so I did jump off, and it was over my head, and so I struggled around for a while, and at the last moment, my father pulled me out of the water, just as I was getting sort of tired of struggling around. So that was a memory that sticks with me.
Who is someone from your life, whether a family member, teacher, or mentor, who influenced you deeply? What did they teach you, and how does that lesson still guide you today?
I think Martin influenced me not so much actually while I was working with him, but afterward when we reconnected. So sort of seeing the balance that is required to run a company, an organization with human employees, and still try to generate revenue and income, and move through that space where you may not always be able to make the decision that you want to make, but you have to be okay with making the decision that you have to make. And I think that that was quite impactful to me.
Tell a story about a time you faced a significant challenge or setback. What happened, how did you navigate it, and what did you learn from the experience?
I started Yeinay 2016, machine learning, sentiment analysis focused, and had a little bit of a traction with it, had some customers, and was, you know, moving forward and scaling, but in minimal ways. And eventually by late 2018, 2019, it was too much to just keep that going the way that it was. And I had to come to the conclusion that it was just better to shut it down. I had sort of burned myself out personally. I hadn't had a paycheck in 2 or 3 years. And I learned that I can't do as much as I think I can on my own, and that I don't quite know as much as I think I do.
Think of a decision, big or small, that significantly shaped the direction of your life. What led you to make that choice, and how has it influenced where you are today?
I think deciding to put so much of my time into music when I was younger. I started playing when I was maybe 14 or 15 and was really serious about it by the time I was 17-ish or so. And everything human that I've learned has come from those experiences, interacting with other creatives, and also, you know, the pragmatic aspects of doing recordings and releasing albums, and the project management that comes with that, and all the other things. I think that really not only just impacted, but probably guided my life.
Describe a time in your life when you felt truly happy, free, or at peace. What were you doing, who were you with, and what made it so special?
I think one of the best times was right after my wife and I moved to North Carolina. We had 6 or 9 months where we just didn't work and focused on sort of getting the house to where we wanted and meeting people around us and having parties and inviting people over. And it really helped to build the sort of friend base that we have now, as well as kind of set us up for the last 20 plus years with regard to where we live.
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
I don't remember a specific moment. I do remember that I was a bit of a wild child, and I had challenges controlling emotions, but I had friends that did things that put them into jail for quite some time, and I remember thinking that if I didn't sort of settle down or learn how to control myself more, I was likely to end up in a similar spot as them. So, generally speaking, you know, I can't say a specific moment, but that was one general moment where I just had to make that decision and then actually work towards being able to control my emotions more than I was.
Describe a place, whether a physical location or a symbolic space, that has always felt like home to you. Why is this place so meaningful?
It's funny, symbolic space. I guess for me, it's really been a place where I am by myself and in my head a bit. And I've generally got an instrument, and I'm just getting some of the noise or the sound out of my head via that instrument. Doesn't matter what it is, guitar, bass, keyboards. But that's when I mostly feel comfortable, and it's kind of relieves a bit of the pressure that's in my head that otherwise would continue to grow and push. And so that's a place where I feel home.
Tell the story of a relationship, romantic, platonic, or familial, that had a profound impact on you. How did this person shape your life?
I think the relationship with my wife has been the main one throughout my life. We met in 1989, so it's 2025 now, 36 years ago. And I was 16 or 17, and she was 14 or 15, and we've gone through a lot together, and we've always kind of worked through it and come back together. So the fact that we've known each other twice as long as we haven't really, I don't think there's probably any other impact from a person or a relationship that has happened within my life, and I think that's probably the biggest one.
Share a moment when your view of the world, yourself, or others changed dramatically. What happened, and how did it affect the way you see things now?
Re-recording this because the other one was not uploading, so just seeing if this one uploads.
What is something you love doing or feel deeply passionate about? When did you discover this passion, and how has it influenced your life?
Music, of course, is the main thing. So I got into music at a very young age and decided I wanted to play in my early teens. And that has basically taught me everything human about life. And it's been one of the main impacts in my life.
Describe a time when you felt an unspoken or profound connection with another person. What made it so meaningful?
I think when Justin came to try out for the band, I had written a new song, which was eventually called Never Will, and I had an idea of the guitar part in my head, but I hadn't shared that with anyone, and he came to try out, and honestly, the first thing that he played was exactly what I heard in my head. And so I didn't quite have a connection with him on a personal human level at that point. But from a music standpoint, it was really profound connection. And I think that that kind of underlied a lot of our relationship going forward.
Can you recall a time when you had to be brave, whether in a big way or a small way? What was at stake, and what gave you the strength to move forward?
This is a retake because the initial one did not upload.
If someone were telling your story years from now, what do you hope they would say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
I would hope that somebody years from now would say that I was who I was, that I was authentic and respectful and hopefully listened more than I talked, though that's not always the case. And I hope that they see some of my creative output as useful or something that they connect with, or at the very least as a way to for me to work things out in my own life in a way that is not negative or harmful. So those would be my main things. Beyond that, I hope that most people would just focus on where they are, and maybe some of the things I shared can be helpful to them to avoid some of the mistakes I made along the way.